You're listening to The Pulse, and finally on today's show, we're gonna wrap things up with some music. Sounds catchy, right? But there's more to it.
Everything is sampled and manipulated from source recordings in the operating room.
That's Drew Daniel. He is one half of the electronic duo Matmos, and Martin Schmidt is the other half. This is a track from their album A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure. It came out in 2001 and it's definitely a Pulse favorite. We've used samples from it on our shows, and we recently caught up with them and asked them to dissect how it was made.
In the case of LASIK, you're hearing samples of laser eye surgery. We recorded two procedures. One where the surgeon wanted us to just tape the DAT recorder and microphone to the laser machine itself. The other where we got to go back and stand in the room. And so you're hearing samples and manipulations of all of the audio generated during a LASIK surgery. It was my friend, the poet Monica Yoon, actually, who had the procedure done. I recorded some chin implants and rhinoplasties, nose jobs, and liposuction. My father is a surgeon, and so I grew up around medicine, and he specifically works on anatomy. He's written many anatomy textbooks, so I was always surrounded by the kind of clutter of his work. And I think it's natural when you're a child, you sort of fantasize about what your parents do and have this kind of, you know, your own personal sense of what it's about. So maybe an Oedipal takeover. And, you know, a doctor is a financially rewarding career path, whereas musician generally is not. And so I think in a strange way, it was a sort of mediation of shame to like turn being a musician into something that was sort of crypto medical. I mean, we also, you know, the album was a way of dealing with the concept of medical technology in a very broad sense. So we were also thinking about the way that laboratory animals are used. So a song is made out of a rat cage. His rat bodies are used to create medical knowledge. We also made a song out of a human skull, since, you know, it's a classic tool in teaching anatomy. Our bodies, you know, are how we encounter the world, and we hear through our ears, but also we sense vibration with our whole body. You know, a strong sub bass is something you sense in your gut. So I think that it's natural to want to make music out of the body. Maybe the body's the first instrument. Most infants are, you know, crying and screaming and slapping their tummies and sucking their fingers and their toes, and the body is the first object that you get to manipulate and play with. So it seems like a very natural starting place for us.
I'm not sure this music was so therapeutic for me. I don't know. I was taking it more literally, I think.
My father's pretty into the album. In fact, he's operated listening to it. Sadly, Martin's father passed away, but I think he was...
He heard the record, though. I think his feeling was the same as it is for most anything written after, oh, I don't know, maybe 1920, which is, I guess that's all right for people who like that.
That was Martin Schmidt and Drew Daniel, both children of doctors and partners in the electronic duo Matmos, talking about their catchy 2001 album, A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure. And the two say they don't plan on revisiting the OR anytime soon, unless they have to. Their latest project is called Ultimate Care, and it's based on their washing machine. Are you intrigued? Check out videos of their recent stop in Philadelphia, and we also have music links on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.